I'm the big homie now. Don't forget that. I'm the big homie now.
Episode 62, we got the homies in the building. Shot to 62. Hey! Hey, man, like I said, we got the homies in the building. I'm going to let the homies introduce themselves. We're going to start over here. How you doing?
What up, y'all? It's your girl, Richie. You know, rich bitch shit. No broke shit allowed. Tapping in from Flint, Michigan.
And, of course, as always, big homie girl, JoJo. If you're not familiar with him, big homie JoJo.
Hello, everyone. I'm big homie JoJo.
Speak up, nigga.
I'm big homie JoJo.
You trying not to cough again?
Relax.
What's up? Houston by way of Atlanta.
Yes, this is Francis, the H-Town hottie turned A-Town thotty.
Yeah. Oh, we claiming the thoughtness now? Okay.
I mean, hey, what's up? Hey.
Somebody
got to
wait.
What's up?
It's your boy Kills Amari, man, representing the east side of Atlanta. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the winner of the last campaign ATL showcase. Show. You know, sure. Like you follow the steps of the homie Kid, though, up here kicking it with the homies. How I feel, man? You put it down.
Man, it's dope, man, to be up here, bro.
I enjoyed the. You remember this? What, you weren't there. I don't think. No, you weren't there. No, it was raining that night. Yeah, it was slow. Yeah. But, I remember the performance. That motherfucker was hard.
Appreciate it, though.
Yeah, you had a co-star and all that shit, man.
For sure.
That's cool. Of course, off camera. Nas, how you doing?
Nas, what's up, yo?
Yeah. Amazing. How's everybody feeling? Y'all good?
You're great. I'm doing great.
We're getting off to a late start today. You know, shit, we had some things going on in the beginning. You know, I had to get situated, had to get some house cleaning in order. But hey, we're here.
That's real shit.
Amazing. God bless. God is good.
Now I want Waffle House
all the time.
It's the only thing I'm thinking about.
What the fuck? What made you think of Waffle House?
You showed me a picture.
Oh, that
your phone.
You just hungry.
And everybody don't know that Waffle Houses are not everywhere. So when I'm in Texas, it's only like one every 45 minutes.
I want to open one in L.A. so bad. Somebody go half of me on a Waffle House in L.A. Yeah. I don't know how you do that.
Last time I went out there, like in 2019, I'm thinking I'm about to wake up early on vacation and, you know, go to a Waffle House, get my day started right. Yeah. I put it in the little Apple Map shit. Only thing that came up was Roscoe's.
I'm telling you.
But if you want a Waffle House, you don't want no fucking Roscoe's.
So my question is, can y'all eat Waffle House when you're drunk or when you're not drunk?
It gotta be either early as fuck in the morning or at after club hours.
Yeah.
But that's what it's for.
Right.
That's why it's
You can't eat Waffle House at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah. No. It ain't gonna be right.
7 a.m. There you go.
That's the window. So, like, you catch it at 7 a.m. or you got to catch it at goddamn 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have what you need.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to get it right.
And if your chef has all his teeth, your food not going to be good. The nigga got to be missing at least 3-4 teeth.
Do you need a menu when you go?
No, who the fuck needs a menu? I've been eating the same shit at Waffle House for the past 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
I get a cheesesteak omelet with a waffle and a hash brown.
Oh, here you know.
Cheesesteak omelet.
How do you get your hash browns?
I get the regular.
Get the smother one.
Because I've been cheap. But
you gotta get smother one.
You know what I also realize about Waffle House? They just be making up prices.
They do. I'm telling you, it's never the same.
The prices at the Waffle House is never the same.
Like, yo, I just came here 3 days ago.
They just gonna
ask the same shit.
They just be typing shit.
That's that last
1387. Exactly. Bitch, last time it was 1149. Right. I caught you. You trying to scam me.
They try to pocket it. They need their bread.
Hey, man. Yeah.
Shit. Don't we all?
I support it because, you know, it'd be.
You support it?
We support the black aunties of Atlanta. Oh, okay, that's what be working at the Waffle House. Sure. It's always a nice ass.
Maybe. And they so nice.
It depends.
Do you be tipping?
The last time I didn't. The last time I didn't tip because I was in a rush and it was making me mad. Because I tried to call up there ahead of time, but the phone wasn't on the hook, so it didn't go through.
I was upset
when I got in there. And then they fucked up my order. So the very last time I went, I didn't tip. But normally I do. I'm not the most tippingest nigga in Atlanta.
I'm not the most tippingest nigga in Atlanta.
Man, there are some tippingest niggas.
Sometimes you'd be glad you didn't tip. Shut the hell up.
Yeah, don't get me started.
Not every service.
Everywhere.
All right,
what you don't make me if you don't tip. All
right, she a bottle girl now.
And they ain't bring my girl food out.
Where you went?
Oh, they ain't bring it out at all?
I forgot where it was at. Yeah, they didn't bring it out at all. Like, it took like an hour.
See, down that,
I'm finna leave. I'm not finna even eat
the way I figure out if I'm gonna tip you or not, how long my cups stay empty. The minutes add up. Like, nah. So I get what you're saying.
Yeah, so shit like that. That's what it's like.
Yeah.
Mine is I'll tip you. Like, if you do a horrible job, I'm going to complain to you. But I'm going to tip you. And I'm going to tip you $5. That's what I'm going to do.
At least you give them $5.
But no, that's like the motherfuckers that they get 50.
No, that's like the...
I've had 50 cents.
I was with a guy before eating, and I was so mad. I was so fucking just embarrassed. This nigga left 50 cents because she was really horrible. He was trying to make a point, but I'm like, that's not a point. That shit was rude as fuck. No, it was no fucking date.
So who tipped the 50 cents?
It's my cousin.
That's crazy.
Oh.
Yeah. I was like really mad. Like, I was pissed. I ended up leaving some more because it's like, you don't do that shit. Like, it was, I think the bitch ain't had no help or some shit.
You just don't give me nothing at all.
Yeah, just do that.
The last time I bring my girl food out.
The last time I went out, I went out with this chick and, like, you know, shit, I'm like, I paid. But I'm like, shit, what you need to leave as a tip? So, you know, normally they'll tell you what the fucking percentages is and shit. I'm not good at math, so I'm gonna just go by the percentage. She said, yeah, let's leave $25. $25? She's going to get the 10 or 15. You want
$25. It
could
be her gas to go
home. Wait, but for what? Like serving food?
Yeah, we're serving food.
Oh, like a big, like tab?
Was,
like, what's the tab?
Yeah, I'm about to say. It was two people. It was Juicy Crab.
Oh.
Juicy Crab's kind of,
yeah.
It's up there. It's appropriate.
But still, like,
but you didn't do a lot. The food just expensive. You didn't really do a lot to get it.
Yeah, it was the Juicy Feast.
Well, if it's.
She said $25.
She wasn't cracking y'all crabs and shit, was she, for you?
No.
Oh, no.
Speaking of that, I seen a nigga online say, it was one of these online chefs. This nigga said his crab legs were $750. I'm like, y'all niggas can't be just making up prices for shit.
Nah.
Y'all can't just be making up prices for shit and just expecting niggas to go with it. Who the fuck is thinking
a nigga to go with it, though?
Who paying
$750?
Is this Sebastian from Little Mermaid?
That's what I'm saying.
Is this a Pokemon leg? What is this? Is this Kingler?
No.
What is this?
If Buddy said he pull up once a week with him, I'll do it for $750.
You want some subscription-based crab legs.
Nah, I don't want that.
Yeah.
I don't want to
deliver
to
my door.
Yeah, membership. Okay. Membership crab legs.
Exactly.
But even then, like, shit, you can't eat crab legs every day because there's not going to be crab legs. It's going to be like chicken wings.
Yeah.
You got to eat crab.
I'm all that seafood healthy for you, too.
I'm I'm in for a good time, yeah, not a long time.
I thought that was good. I'm not pescatarian, whatever the fuck it's called. I got friends that are, and they are loyal to that shit. They be like, you need to change, bitch, da-da-da, because I love chicken, I love beef, I love all that shit. But they be like, it's good for you, so it's not good for you.
It's better, but too much.
What was your? What's better, like a mercury. Pound of crab legs or a pound of beef?
Crab
legs is definitely probably better.
A pound of beef sounds so heavy.
And a pound of crab legs sounds amazing.
Yeah,
it does. If it's, especially if it's
y'all
right.
Some hungry ass.
I'm hungry as shit. I ain't gonna lie. Right?
Everybody
I came
in this
here.
Bitch. Oh,
I know, right? Shit, let's get into the first topic of the day. Shit, goddamn. Let's get into the first topic of the day, the ports, where we talk about shit going on throughout the past week, pop culture, entertainment, music, society, and whatever. So, the saga of Kevin Samuels, the GOAT, the GOATY, the most hated man of social media, he's getting into it with Dr. Umar Johnson. Who's going to win? What do you guys think about this? This conflict of the brothers.
I'm rocking with Kevin.
Oh,
do ladies? Are y'all a fan of Kevin Samuels,
hell
ladies?
No,
fuck him.
Probably not.
From his standards, I ain't shit. I ain't never gonna be shit. I ain't never gonna get.
Well,
nobody.
Maybe you're not shit. Maybe that's the sign for you to do better.
I'm a lot of shit.
Maybe you need to do better. Why y'all get mad at the nigga? He trying to
fuck him. You know what? He don't like us. He don't like black women. Just period.
Oh my god.
He don't like black women.
What's wrong with holding y'all to a standard?
It's nothing. There's nothing wrong with holding us to a standard. But first of all, what kind of standard is he coming from?
Oh, clean up.
What kind of standard is Kevin coming from?
All right, so y'all have these standards that y'all set for the men that y'all date, right? Mm-hmm. So why can't we set them same standards?
What do you mean?
It's not the same. It's unrealistic.
What do you mean? Whoa, time out.
No, I'm saying basically y'all want to do this all the way together in life, and y'all don't be all the way together in life.
And y'all do?
No, I'm saying we don't.
It ain't just that. He get mad when we have children. Due to his standards, I have two children, and I'm over 30. I ain't ever going to be shit.
I mean, I don't agree with all that extra shit.
I'm never going to get him
at, but it's certain things I agree with, certain things I don't agree with.
But when you make those comments defending him, you have to stand on what he stands on.
Hold on, not everything. Break down the Kevin Samuels rhetoric to her. She not, yeah, she don't know who he is, so break down what some shit that he says to her.
Like what, yeah, let me know. What are his, I'm going to ask you, and then I'm going to ask y'all. Let him go first. Don't interrupt him, because I know he's going to say some bullshit, because I can tell how y'all just...
You see how women just straight go to...
So I got to see what's going on.
Y'all see how this happens?
I would be with y'all.
Like I said, I don't agree with everything he says. Okay, but
what are some things
that he
doesn't... What things you do agree on?
All right, so like I said, this is the big one. Y'all asking for stuff y'all can't even provide for yourselves.
Boom.
I'm stuck.
That is the biggest one. That's really it for me. Because I love black women totally.
That's
so
the only thing you heard?
No, it's a lot of other things that he said.
Hold on,
but
you go after him. You go let him get it off.
That's one thing off top.
Let me hear this.
One thing off top. Accountability. At least from my experience, from the women I've dated, I'm the problem.
Maybe
no,
you are the problem.
No.
Yo, you never the problem. All right.
We can go back in the receipts, my nigga, and go look.
Oh,
niggas on the side. It gets spicy. I'm the nigga that's like, if you my girl, I'm holding you up here.
It's getting spicy.
Everybody know you my girl. I'm not fucking around on you, but it's never been the same on the other side.
Oh, so she
but they never
you?
Took accountability for that. I was always the problem. You did this wrong. But goddamn, bitch, we could have had a conversation about it.
Okay, hold on. So boom. He said that women don't take accountability for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that women ask for things for a man that they can't even give themselves.
Not all women. He's not saying that.
No. Just it's, in general. It's, generally
certain,
speaking.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, that's what you agree with. Mm-hmm. Okay, boom. All right. What did he...
You
what,
don't want
what,
my answer.
No, what are some of the things that he said? Like,
nah, I love
what
it.
Did he say?
You don't want my answer. He just... I feel like he's a sexist.
Misogynist.
No, tell me exactly what he said.
So
like his standards for
I'm
women.
I'm real
what
big on like, I don't even follow his ass. I just see his ass sometimes like on Spiritual World and shit. I just be like, he did some bullshit. I've seen a couple of his interviews with the little live shit he be doing. And a woman would be telling him exactly what's going on. One time, one woman told him, hey, I've been with this guy. We've been engaged for like 5 years. I think that's too long, yes. But she's like, I've been engaged with him for like 5 years. I really want him to learn how to commit to me, and I want him to know how to treat me as a woman. He was like, well, you first of all don't know how to treat yourself because you staying around for 5 years. You's a dumb one. You's a dumb bro. Just the way he comes
facts.
At women. It's facts, but it's how you come at it. It's how
you want a nigga to sugarcoat
shit.
No,
you're sugarcoating shit. It's just being disrespectful. He just...
You
want
to sugarcoat shit?
His aura is just horrible. I don't
tell
like
me the
it.
Truth.
He's very sarcastic. He's very just... I don't like that shit. He think he got... He ain't that motherfucking nigga. Like, the fuck?
Hold on, Francis.
No.
Francis, go ahead.
No.
It's the way he tears down women.
Yeah.
You know, I
but
get
when he tear down niggas, don't nobody got nothing to say.
Yeah,
man.
I get that.
He did that for 3 years straight.
When the women talk to him, he'll be like, oh, you're a certain weight. You have multiple kids. You got multiple baby daddies. This, is and that. Oh, my man doesn't want you because you have a good job. What do you have to offer? What are you doing in the bedroom? Like, sit there, turn them down. The same men that have hairlines pushed back and don't have good
hold
jobs.
Hold on now, man. We got to set off the hairline, man.
I'm saying. He was going like time.
You're getting a little bit too close to the belt now.
One doesn't have anything to do with the other. So why would a woman not be a good catch or a good woman just because what she physically looks like? He often says what the girl looks like.
I personally think just by talking right now that he's saying this shit because...
Don't nobody want him.
No. Because the percentage of men feel that way. And those are facts. And the way he's saying it is some bullshit because we're women. We deserve respect. You talk to us with some dignity, motherfucker.
Right. Exactly.
You come approach us the right way. You say shit. You gotta say shit the same way because as a man, you don't want a woman to come at you wrong. If I feel like you weak, you broke, and you a pussy, and if I call you a broke-ass, pussy-ass nigga, you gonna feel some type of way, ain't you?
My hot wings got you spicy, huh?
I'm saying that.
It's
just
the
real shit. You don't talk to no lady or talk about a woman like that. You wouldn't talk to your mama like that.
What? Who the f- Why
that's
all I gotta go back
mama.
To the mama?
Because it's not at home.
All these women ain't somebody's mama.
Now look, I will say this. When my mom does some fuck shit, I do be like, yo, I don't fuck with that, and I feel like you need to apologize for me. That.
You be telling your mama to apologize?
No,
you a wild nigga.
No cap, because that's the thing, bro. Like,
get his mama on the phone.
I grew up in a single parent
get his mama
home.
On the phone.
I grew up in a single parent home.
Objection.
My mom was the one who raised me. But it's like, bro, like if I didn't grow up with two parents in the household. So we had to set an example of four foundations of relationships, healthy relationships. So with that being said, if you're not apologizing, communicating the right way, how are you showing me to do the same thing? So I expect that from my mom now. Like, I
okay, but how did you say that to her, though? Did you say,
no, it's respectful.
Mom, get your shit together.
No, hell no.
It was a way you did it.
Like, mom, like, I really don't fuck with how you
exactly.
How you
so
that.
Say it the same way. If you want to put somebody on game, put them on game the right way. Like,
but this is the other thing I was going to say. Even, it doesn't matter how respectful I am. If my mom does not like the criticism, she's going to cuss me out regardless.
He's very...
Okay, but just... Okay.
All right, hold on. Well, I got a question. What's the difference between Kevin Samuels and Iyanla Van Zandt? What's the difference?
She animated, too.
What's the difference? Because y'all have embraced Iyanla Van Zandt for the past 10 years.
I don't think everything she do is right, but
she be getting folks face and all that shit.
It's necessary.
I was just gonna ask, on the other side, is it respectful? Like, do women do respectful to men? Like, you know, some everybody
that's
different.
How the man want at the end of the day.
Some days come a certain way, some women come a certain way. So, like, you got women who don't respect men when they give their, you know, some
okay, then you just
respect.
Move on from that lady, and that lady hasn't grown into herself yet.
Right. Yeah.
But she gonna always do that because.
Maybe
niggas
you allowed
just
her to do it
needs
too.
To get that shit together.
Yeah. But I get what you're saying. Like, I ain't gonna tolerate that. So I ain't gonna tolerate a man doing the same thing.
Right.
So y'all want to hear the truth. You just want a nigga to say it to you nice.
Yeah.
You can use the word nice if you want, but definitely respecting it.
It's a respect.
I like my nigga a lot. Nice, I like my nigga a lot more. I'm like, oh, okay. I understand. You know. Maybe.
Don't nobody want you because you had 7 kids and you washed up and you.
Well, some motherfuckers is washed up.
Okay, like, just be like, you know, maybe he's just not feeling the way that you look. You don't look the same way you used
gotta
to
keep,
look when y'all
keep
together.
It a stack.
Type of thing.
We got to keep it a stack.
I'm just saying, keep it a stack. But when
people,
you keep it a stack.
Niggas is not choosing a motherfucker with 7 kids over a motherfucker that got 1. We got to keep it a stack.
I don't know if they choosing, but they still fucking them. I know bitches out here that got 12
niggas
kids.
Is fucking watermelons now. Getting fucked is not... That is not the motherfucking stat. Is that the belt that women are chasing?
Anything.
Getting
that's
fucked.
But that's your problem.
Niggas is fucking pocket pussies. They have molded the shape of a pussy out of a flashlight. I don't know what nigga created this shit.
You did
but
this
that
shit?
Is a sick Negro.
How do you know this?
This
you got people you know that did it?
No, it's on Pornhub and a little shit like the advertisements.
Man, I knew you seen it somewhere. You nasty fuck.
You know I'm there. I be on the hood, man. Shit.
You got a subscription?
No, you don't have to.
I thought
you
ain't
gonna
have no damn
subscription for porn. I don't know.
You gotta sign in so you can add people as friends on there and see their private videos.
Exactly.
That's what I'm asking. I got that, but I'm not paying for it, and I rarely sign in because normally I'm only in that bitch 15, 20
minutes. Y'all
gotta
sign in on porn?
Yeah.
Not even more. I don't.
I've
never
signed
in.
It's a new level.
Exactly.
But who needs Pornhub when you got Twitter?
Twitter is a motherfucking porn, man. He ain't lying.
Is that not true?
Yes. The shit I
see
on
Twitter. How many times did you get on Twitter? God. You got on, but you didn't get back on.
The thing is,
sign on
I
Twitter.
Hate listening to what people have to say
I
sometimes.
Have
I be like, I don't
be a lot
know
dumb
what
shit.
You got to say.
Why did
you
say
Twitter?
Twitter
ain't
all
dumb.
I like Twitter.
Y'all don't like Twitter?
I like Twitter.
I don't like
I'm a visual
period.
Person.
Yeah.
I
you
see
can't pull Twitter out in certain places.
Oh, no, not at all. All your little sick shit be on Front Street.
Yeah.
But shit, let me get into the next topic on the porch. Well, earlier last week, I saw this social media influencer post this picture, and it had nothing to do with body type or nothing like that. But she had altered her body to look a certain way, like to get the slim, the hips up, and you could only tell because she was holding like a bottle in her hand. And the bottle was warped.
Oh, Lord.
So she edited her photos.
And I'm like, damn, this picture that has nothing to do with your body and no shit like that. You talking about this other business shit, but you're editing your pictures to look a certain way on some shit that ain't got nothing to do with your body. So I'm like, hey, is social media warped people's minds?
Of course.
To have to, like, what the fuck is going on?
Social media is dangerous.
They care too much.
So dangerous.
Ugh, goodness. She needs better friends, first and foremost.
First of all, bitch, let me look at your pic. Let me see it before you post. I ain't gonna lie. I've edited some shit, but I ain't never, like, did
she fine. I mean, she fine. She's very well known. I'm not gonna mention the name put out there like that.
That's fine, but I feel like niggas do it, too. Whether y'all want to admit the shit or not, we edit photos. I know I do. I might have a fucking day where my lace ain't laying down right. Let me.
The whole reason why you got that shit anyway, Instagram, I'm taking them pictures and doing all that, is so you can flex
promote.
Yeah. Promote.
It's entertainment.
For sure. It's entertainment. So really, all that shit could be fake, and it is what it is. That's what's getting by. So you doing whatever. Like if you get caught, I got caught. Whatever.
You got caught.
I'm saying.
Oh, I'm about to
girl,
say. Oh, okay.
I mean, I edit photos, not for my body or no shit like that. But you know, like everybody edit their photos. Everybody. That's just what you do.
I don't think the average man go and use Photoshop for the pictures he posts. I ain't never in my life.
I don't necessarily.
I know some men. I know some men that's done like I've told them to ask.
Not Photoshop, but I throw a filter on them.
Okay,
like,
that's editing.
No, that's not the same as bending.
Before I slim my nose right now, like
before you can even put a filter on it, you have to hit edit. So you're editing it. What are you talking about?
Edit is a.
So we're talking about changing the lighting in the scene is the same as bending your goddamn ribs.
No, what I'm saying, the lighting is different.
Don't do that.
No, I'm not comparing.
He ain't putting fake abs on this.
I'm not comparing, but what I said, if you're gonna automatically put a filter on there, that's editing.
Yeah.
So regardless of what form of editing you doing, you still that's still not the right way.
So are you
that's
saying that shit should be like we should accept all that shit? Like that shit, like
I'm saying you see it, accept it for what it is. You see the bitch in person, because you know what's up. Because like, when you see her in person, you be like, ah, bitch, you be editing your pictures. I'm gonna be liking them though.
That happens, right?
Yeah, you know, all the
it's
time.
Been chicks that have been on here. I see them on IG, like, damn, you thick as a motherfucker. Come in here. They come in here, they built like me.
But I'm saying
I hope I ain't one of them.
But you just charge it to the game.
No.
What's the name of the song? What we pushing?
Oh, long hair, thick ass.
Long hair, thick ass. But no, what I'm saying is like, so you got the younger people on there that are actually seeing that shit. They're seeing a facade. These niggas is trying to keep up with a facade that they're seeing on social media. So these young girls, these young impressionable girls, like between 13, 16, 17, 18, they see this shit. They see their favorite social media influencer that's photoshopping their pictures. Look. Like shit that's unrealistic. Yeah. That's warping their perception of reality. Like, damn, I need to goddamn starve myself to look like this picture that was created.
Well, if you are a child in that age and you can't keep them off social media. Okay, I get it.
It's grown ass women that are influenced by these
and
influencers.
That's where people who on game gotta let them know. You gotta put them on game, and you gotta teach people. You gotta put them on and hope for the best.
It happens. It's a part of it. They do it in major magazines, runways. They do it everywhere. They edit pictures.
It's also pushing the surgery market too. Cause like how many times have you seen like any of these IG chicks like baby pictures, the high school pictures? Rarely, because they look completely different.
I feel like nobody's talking about all the girls that's dying from this shit too. Like you know, it's stories about the girls that's going over so and so, and they not coming back. They dying on these tables. Especially like in the DR and shit, and you know, out of the United States,
Columbia.
They have to follow something. They have to, you know, abide
these
by
guidelines.
Yeah, out there they don't gotta follow shit. So it's like, me personally, I'm scary. I don't wanna die. Period. Like I don't wanna die.
Yeah, no surgery.
I've had my titties done. That's it though. Everything else is mine.
That was great. I enjoyed that visual.
I mean the crap, but yeah, these got done 2 years
this
ago.
Ain't
I
found
my
baby.
Kid, so it's like. I've had my thoughts about wanting to do it because I tell my friends all the time, even people in my team, I be like, man, I want my hips done. They be like, why, Richie? I'm like, just because, you know, she look good.
You was posing the tattoo pictures on your pants. I was like, damn,
oh, yeah,
the surgery
I just got
table?
Them done. No, that's the tattoo table. Okay. But I got my, you know, I actually got my underboobs done because I actually keloid. That's why I can't do surgery because I'll keloid. I'll have scarring tissue. Yeah. So I actually got tattoos underneath my boobs. But like everything else, I had kids. Like I have stretch marks and shit. So I try to cover it up in this and that.
I told my girl, I said, like, I want to have the finances to set off for post op surgery after pregnancy.
Yeah, because and that's important.
Do, I have to do it just
in case. Yeah, like, I mean, at the end of the day, you do what you want. It's your body, cool. But I honestly agree with you with the whole mindset of the kids seeing the shit on social media is scary. Like, this shit is real. You see shit, you be like, damn, she look good as fuck. But that bitch might not look like that. She might have nipped and tucked some shit on the edit, you know?
That's why we got to get our mentals right.
Period. That's exactly where it's at.
You got to go from there.
Now, we're not shaming people to get surgery. We're not shaming surgery at all. Because I like a nice BBL.
Take care of that shit, though. Don't go get that shit done and be back, you know.
Social media is the devil.
It can
I know
get
the
bad.
Smallest ass at the table ain't saying that.
What? Little booties matter.
Little booties do not matter. Absolutely.
They do.
I was told that my ass is the perfect size. Okay, because not all niggas like to fuck
a big ass booty.
Say
that
shit.
You an ass guy?
Fella, let's take a vote.
Are you an ass guy?
I'm an ass guy.
You an ass or titty guy?
Well, see, the thing is.
No, answer the question.
First of all, y'all don't even know what.
I'm not going to put it on camera, but y'all don't even know what I got. So it's you can't really say.
I'm on women.
Yeah, you got
the
big ass TLC pants on.
Can't do that.
Look, even when I got regular
think
pants
about
on.
It though, like back, I'm happy you said TLC. Back in the day with them, like their era, they wasn't showing all that shit. They wasn't, they bodies was
yeah, because Lil Kim was showing enough for everybody.
She was, but you know, she was different from everybody else. She carried that shit right. But I'm saying outside of that, like, them bitches was sexy as fuck. Me alone to this day, okay. Sexy as fuck. Like, come on.
You got ass, Francis? Do you have ass?
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm. You have nice, amazing boobs.
I was going to say, she got titties.
Oh, she got titties, definitely.
I like titties. So, that's why I got mine done.
Do that again.
I like titties. Ooh, the tattoo you say you have.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it. It didn't hurt either, which is odd.
Did you have pictures of them?
Mm-hmm.
I want to see it.
Of my tattoo? I'm helping you.
Hey,
man. Y'all so funny.
When you ask a nigga, is he an ass, man?
Mm-hmm.
He's everything. He
no,
ass
titties.
Niggas don't
no.
give a damn. That's what I'm throwing out there.
That's the problem. Y'all niggas don't give a fuck.
Big titties and no booty,
saying,
or big
yeah.
booty.
Get
y'all
shit
right.
Big booty. No, we accept y'all for
big
who y'all
booty
are.
And no titties. Definitely.
We accept y'all for who y'all are.
We don't want no Wendy Williams built bitch.
We accept you.
Ooh, the letter P. I like a ballad.
Oh, Wendy Williams.
Nice titties.
Why?
Oh, that's pretty.
We know that.
It didn't hurt.
It didn't?
Nope. And it was only like an hour. But it could have been. I feel like after I got them done, I don't, it's numb under here. It's weird. I don't know if that's good or not, but yeah. I don't feel shit under here.
Man, do y'all care if let's just keep it raw, okay?
Hold on, let me
just
get
keep
this,
it raw,
let me
like, don't, just start. Keep it raw.
You take tip. She's addicted.
I'm about to say, do you got another tip?
We do got another tip.
Yeah, I think I took yours. Oh, no, it's right here.
Oh, it's right here. It's in my face. I'm sorry.
So, would y'all prefer a woman who got her body done in any way or a natural woman?
Mm.
Or a woman who likes to wear, you know, wigs and makeup, or you would prefer...
I like natural.
The woman who don't really do all that.
I like natural.
Natural everything?
Natural everything. But it got to be the natural with the build that I like. Because motherfuckers be like, oh, you like natural, so you going to take anything. No. I'm not. If you're shaped like a bean bag, you say with messy mind, you're shaped like a Chrysler. No. Can't do that.
They love too.
Well, not I mean, by, they do, but not from the homies. A big. For real.
But when you say you like, you mean like that's the type of woman you would want to settle down with? Because we know that you going to fuck anything.
Again, the bar should not be getting fucked. That's where women fuck up.
I don't know why women do that.
Y'all
don't respect our dicks.
This is why.
Y'all be like, man, whatever.
This is why because.
Let me say this. If niggas were to have an itemized list of every body type that they've hit, y'all would be disgusted. Cause
really?
It's
facts.
It is women that niggas hit you would never hear about.
The women breaking their necks to compete
never.
Against each
y'all
other.
Y'all breaking y'all necks to get fucked. That is the bar. The bar is in hell. The bar is low as fuck. Y'all want to get fucked? That is it. No. Hell no.
It's mind blowing. That like you really feel this way about like men and how they want.
Real.
I know, but
if
women say the same thing, y'all be ready to.
If you as women say what? Say what?
That like women can fuck.
Y'all can fuck.
Not without being called.
Who gives a fuck about being called a hoe? Who cares?
If you cheat on your girl and you go fuck a nigga, I mean a girl, and you go fuck a girl, right? I said, wait a minute.
What?
No. If you did that, it's a wrap, though.
That's a whole different type of violation.
And I'm telling all your friends. If that was to happen.
Okay. Keep going. Kiko?
Now, if you was in a relationship and you fucked a girl.
Yes.
Okay? And you just like, oh, it was just the fuck. It don't mean nothing.
Because we're in a relationship. That's
okay, but if even if you're just talking to a girl, like not even a relationship, y'all just talking, and you do that, you know, it's not acceptable. But like if we was to do it with a,
if we're talking and I fuck another girl,
yeah, or yeah, you will be like, I will be upset.
Are you fucking me?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm just supposed to be pussyless.
I ain't gonna lie to you. It's just like, that was gonna happen. I accept it. That what y'all doing? That what we doing? That what it, that's.
Hold on. Let me pause this and interject. Let me pause this and interject.
Oh, dating is different. Are we talking about dating or actual and committed relationship?
Richie, hold on. Let me gotta clear this shit up because I had this conversation earlier on Twitter and niggas looked at me like I was crazy. What is, for y'all, what's the difference between talking and dating? Because if I'm saying talking, that includes dates, that includes us going out. We're talking in between the point where I say, hey, I'm interested in you, let's go out, to the point where I say, cut them niggas off, you mind?
That's talking.
That period is talking. Dating is everything after that. That's me saying we go together until we fucking marry.
I'm gonna keep it real. I already know off top. It's a certain emotional level, but after that, it's an emotional level and a certain financial.
So what's
threshold.
Talking to you though?
I mean, after I hit this emotional and financial threshold, that one I'm gonna lock it down. You feel what I'm saying? If I'm spending this much money and putting this much time, I'm gonna try to take.
Because some people think
I'm not doing that, and it is what it is.
For her, like
some people think dating is when you actually start going out on dates. I may go on two dates with you, and I realize this is crazy. That don't mean we dated. That mean we was talking for
dates.
We went on two dates. That don't mean we're dating.
Yeah.
But at that time, when you first start talking to her, aren't you dating?
I'm talking to a bunch of people. We're going through tryouts right now.
Right. So what's the time frame then? Because if you, so say for instance, you meet this girl that you going on, y'all talking for 3 days now. At this point, I'm assuming at three dates, you already assuming she fucking on this day.
She might not be.
But even if she is,
until we are exclusively dating, until I say, hey, You mind?
Yeah.
So in them three days, y'all going out, y'all dating, and she not fucking you, and she go and fuck another nigga. Are you upset about it?
No, I can't be.
If I didn't have any real intention behind her, then I can't be upset. But in between them three dates, if I say, hey, just go on this date, and at the end of the third date, if I'm really not really invested in her like that, shit, fuck who you want. I don't care, because I might be trying to fuck too, and you just making me wait.
Right.
That's true.
But if after the first date, I'm like, man, I really like this bitch, but shit, she want to feel me out a little bit more, so I'm gonna just go on these extra dates. But if I like you after that first date and I'm ready to commit and you not, but you still fucking other niggas, I can't be mad, but in my head I'm like, damn.
But you ain't accepting that shit.
Right.
I got to until I mean, no.
You either gonna keep fucking with her or not fucking with her no more.
You're right.
What you gonna do?
I wouldn't.
And that's what I said, and it was a problem for motherfuckers like, oh, what is that? No.
What,
like,
did you say?
That it was a problem when I said.
She said, once you find out that the bitch that you were so-called dating was...
But are you having
sex? No. Yeah, that's the thing. No, that's the thing. She was saying she not going to give that nigga no pussy that she talking to. She going to go back to the other nigga
that's been breaking her
back in to get the dick.
If I wanted to take it slow with that nigga and I don't want to give him the pussy right up front because I don't know if he's crazy. I don't know if he... Like, I got to fill him out. I don't know if I want to just give him this. I don't know if I want to just fuck him. Maybe he don't want to fuck with me after that. He only fuck with me for the pussy. I got to figure it out.
Don't take it slow.
That shit take time. You better be celibate. Because, like you said, niggas will fuck a fucking watermelon. So what make you think that I don't think the first thing you own when you own that with me is my pussy? So off rip, I'm off defense. Like, you want this pussy? Like,
but that's the crazy shit, you know, because I went through this shit.
It's the truth, though.
I went through this shit this past weekend, right? She was like, you want to fuck, though? Yes, of course.
Right.
Well, you thought I was going to say no?
Right. I'm attracted to you. No. You
want
to fuck
Like, that's
me,
why I'm
no.
here. Like, I want to fuck you.
I understand.
Okay, well, say that shit. Say that shit. Say you don't want to fuck me. Give me that option to move on. Yeah. Y'all want to keep strangling along, knowing you don't want to fuck with him.
You'll know if the sexual chemistry is there.
Everybody don't.
I'm not stressed over it, but at the same time,
it's a vibe.
You got nigga over here. We straight.
Like, if
it happened, it happened.
Like, I have a certain set amount of kicking hours throughout the week. I'm not gonna spend
how many hours a week you be kicking it, yo?
Kicking hours maybe between 20 and 30 hours a week.
Ooh, that's a lot.
But that's split between friends that's split between friends and people I'm trying to fuck.
Listen.
So if the kicking hours I spend with you could have been spent with somebody who I'm actually cool with.
Yeah.
My social meter ain't that high, my nigga. If I'm out 2-3 hours, I'm like, I'm ready to go.
That's a good breakdown, though. About 20-30 hours.
So yeah, 20. I got 20-30 kicking hours a week.
But
so if I spend
20-30, you get. I like
if 30, I spend I like prime it. Kicking hours with you, and that shit really don't amount to nothing, I can't get that shit back. Yeah. It really ain't about the money at this point.
Okay, but every woman, like, she knows if she's attracted to a man, and like, I could fuck him, but. Niggas is fake.
Let me waste
and
his
niggas
time.
Are lame.
Let me waste this nigga
and,
time.
And niggas, no. What I'm saying is like, you gotta really see, like, you be mad as hell that you fuck this nigga who look good, but he lame as fuck. Yes. Now you mad as fuck you gave this lame ass nigga some pussy. Like, no. Niggas is lame and liars and pretenders. You
what made him lame? What, is he lame or is he just lame to you? Because he did you wrong.
Regardless, if it's lame to... No, it ain't about being wrong. I'm saying off rip. Like, say we at the club, I meet you, right? And we having a good time, we kicking it in. You showing me a good time or whatever. We go on another date. I find out you got, I don't know, 10 kids and 9 baby mamas. And
he likes being an active father.
No. Let me finish. You know what I'm saying? Like
the trifling ones have the best dick.
No, listen. He all that shit he had on that night wasn't his shit. He borrowed that shit from his homeboy. Like. Type shit. Like, you lying. Like,
he the runner of the group. You found it. You with the goddamn.
You ain't even in the group. BF, you was with one of the niggas. You the homeboy, one of the niggas who with the nigga.
That nigga told you he was with the baby.
But I'm saying that's lame.
He little baby assistant. He the intern.
Not even an intern. Like, you the intern friend, cousin. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but
that's some language.
Atlanta has made me
realize.
You
gotta raise these niggas. I'm not.
You know how, like, in songs, rappers will, like, name drop some random B character in their life? Mm-hmm. In Atlanta, I swear to God, this shit had happened before. It was a T.I. song. I'm not gonna name who it was. But he was naming a bunch of people. And when I was, like, in high school, a nigga was like, oh, yeah, you know that nigga T.I. mentioned in that shit? That's my cousin, best friend, partner. Why the fuck are you bragging about this shit? What that got to do with you? He told me this shit. Yeah, and at the time, I'm like, damn, so I got to remember this song. And every time I hear this song now, I remember this nigga who, that was a real point of contention for his life. He was like, yeah, this is my best friend, partner, cousin.
My point exactly.
When I was intern, I ain't talked to
them. I thought interns really couldn't talk. I mean,
I talked to niggas as far as like get the work done. It was nothing as
where,
far
where
as
you
like,
intern at?
LVRN.
Okay.
I ain't never in my life was just like, you know what I'm saying, overstep my boundaries like that because I was here to learn something. Yeah. That's what interns got to learn.
It probably depend on where they at too, where they interning at.
Yeah.
I was interning at V103. I really,
I mean, if
hey,
you,
I know Greg Street.
If you interning, okay. But that's if you just a nigga that's from here. Back home and... You kicking it with the homies
and
shit,
and
you
fuck
over here, and then
you
trying
can't
to
talk like that.
You're lame.
You can't fuck with the runners. Y'all be fucking with the runners.
What I'm saying is, if you lame, I gotta figure that out. If I like, that's why women take their time. Like, if they wanna fuck a nigga, they gotta.
Why
figure it out
is it this nigga's social status plays into account whether you gonna give him pussy or not?
No. It's not his social status that makes him lame. It's him acting like
character.
He has a social status. Like, you could have been that nigga from the block and I vibe with you, but you wanna act like you somebody else. That's some lame shit.
That's
you lame, and now you pretending and doing all this and being lame, trying to get me to fuck you, and I gotta figure that out. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm gonna be mad if I fucked you because you look good. And then I wake up the next day like, damn, you a lame ass nigga. You lying ass, fake ass nigga. Like, no.
So a nigga being lame will fuck up the pussy for him?
All the time.
Yeah, like what you mean? A lame broke bitch turn you off, you gonna still fuck her.
I'm
but,
gonna unsave your number.
You know.
What makes a chick lame? Fellas, we'll make a chick lame. Because I'm just saying, we flip those scenarios. And like I say, this chick say she got them mulatto assistant best friend cousin.
don't give a fuck.
We don't care.
y'all don't look different to it like that.
Okay.
That goes into saying.
Wait.
But that goes into saying they say that men can fuck a bitch. They fuck bitches like that because they're not tied into it. Like they don't have no emotions. Whereas to women, they say we get attached, and that's why we act crazy over the dick.
Especially keep it real.
Crazy because y'all be having
fucked up. Like every girl
I've
ever had sex with, whether it was for the smallest thing in the world.
You say what?
Wait, what?
I've liked every girl I've had sex with.
What about you? Not. I'm sure you like them.
For some, whether it be the mouth,
whether it be the pussy, I like you. I like you.
I'm saying you're not attached. You're not like, all right, baby.
I can't say that. I cannot say that.
I like something about her to smash her.
Y'all ain't making love to every bitch. Y'all probably fucking these bitches, but y'all ain't making love to them.
Not even texting back.
You don't miss them. There's no connection.
At this point, I'm starting to understand and realize that sex ain't shit to niggas. So it's like, y'all wanna, like, just hear me out. Y'all want us to put value on our pussy so bad, but y'all don't value it.
Run through it.
I'm so confused. And then if we act the same way, we some hoes. Or you just gonna give your, pussy to everybody and you just want to but.
Not I. I don't give a damn.
Listen.
Yeah, you do though.
What does the word hoe mean to you? What does the word hoe mean to you?
A girl that makes money. I ain't no hoe.
What does the word hoe mean to y'all? We would hear the word, like, when niggas say, oh, man, you a hoe. You a hoe. What that mean?
I think the men should answer first, though. I know.
A nigga that's calling a girl a hoe is trying to shame her for some shit that he not getting.
Period. But it's okay.
So y'all just...
So y'all just mad?
Y'all just saying...
You know how we get mad? We be like, man, you bitch ass nigga anyway. They do it to us. They do us the same way.
You know what a hoe is? A hoe is a liar.
No.
A hoe is just a liar.
What?
I hate when a chick be a flat out just a straight slut and come to me and be like, I'm a wife. Like, no.
She may be a slut, but she want to be a wife for you.
That's what I'm saying. But don't try to discredit. That's her past at that point.
Wait a minute.
That's her past.
She could be made over.
She's born again. She's born again at this point. She's trying to start over. Like, but I feel what you're saying.
If I know her, that is really bad.
If I'm not gonna ask her.
But it's gonna matter though.
If it's five niggas in my crew, are you fucked four of them?
But if you knew she was, did you know she was a hoe from the beginning, or did you find out during the relationship?
But hold on. But we're still calling her a hoe though.
Yeah.
She's a hoe. Nothing's wrong with being a hoe. Let's say that. There's nothing wrong with being a hoe.
That's not what we're talking about.
I would rather wife a hoe than somebody that fucked somebody that I'm close with.
That's such a generalized.
I mean, does that make her a hoe if she fucked your homeboy?
No. I just said I'd rather wife a hoe than somebody that fucked somebody I'm close with. Like, okay. If you fuck one of my close friends or somebody that I have to work with on a consistent basis, I'd rather you have 50 bodies and have done that. Because if I fall in love with you, but you done been slutted out by this nigga who I'm cool with.
You know how you taste, you know what your moves is, and all that shit.
Now, if you fucked 100 niggas, but I don't know who these 100 niggas in South Dakota or some shit like that.
I would never ask my girl what it's from.
You know, y'all
were in it now.
They were both unaware of you and the relationship.
That's just the way shit goes. I mean, it really ain't nothing.
It don't matter,
but y'all.
You're not going to.
My girl actually told me, well, my ex told me how, she didn't tell me how many bodies she had. She was like, oh, I seen the list you had in your phone. I'm close, but I ain't up there.
Why the fuck would she say that?
Yeah, listen to your phone.
Why the fuck do you have a list? What the fuck is happening?
Hold on, I have to say something about that too. Oh my God. Why you got a list?
So there's a thing about not remembering who you fucked, not even knowing the girl's names or whatever. So I was trying to figure out, do I know everybody who I, you know what I'm saying? That was just one day I did that.
Hold on, wait. I got a story to tell about that shit.
I don't really fuck with people I don't really know like. Oh, I'm not going to have a problem.
Were you in college ever?
Nah.
Oh, that's why. In college, you catch some bodies.
I ain't go crazy in high school. I mean, I went crazy after high school. Like,
Nah, college, I was, yeah. It was,
college
yeah.
where everybody Mm-mm. fucking go
crazy. If your girl went to college, shit, yeah, man.
She ain't go to college.
It is. No, I'm saying if you do cuff somebody and they went to college, you got it is what it is.
Don't even ask.
Don't even ask about the college years, bro.
Why would you even ask? The thing is, it ain't about college. Don't ask at all, bro. Everybody catching body. What we raised don't catch a body.
I wasn't slutted out like that in college. Actually, I was a shoe model at Strokers. And
you know, we went to the same school.
I know, but I was a shoe model.
We went to the same school now. So.
I was like that, though.
So at the time, I was like, well, I'm a dancer. So dancers have a certain, I don't know, I can't speak for all of them. But at the time, you know, I wasn't like, you know, worried about sleeping with the guys on the campus for free when I can go get dances and shake my naked ass for money. So.
Then she disappeared. And then, we didn't never see y'all again.
I respect that.
I did, yeah. I was just like, no. I knew. I was like,
when she came back with titties, I was like, oh, it's over.
Yeah.
Threw some D's on the motherfuckers and got to work.
So you went for the gold all back.
We came in together.
Yeah.
We came in together. CAU, what's up?
Hey.
Give me some. What was you about to say?
I used to date this nigga, right? And I went through his shit.
Uh oh.
And I went through his notes, and he had women, a list of women.
That's exactly what she did.
But he had them in categories and was rating them like,
ooh, oh, I love him.
Head, sex, body,
damn.
Personality.
How'd that make you feel?
That's fucking.
I had the highest percentage of all of them, so I didn't get mad, but. I was like, who the fuck is this nigga? Is he in the CIA or something?
Nah.
That's some weird creep shit. Man. Oh, I went off.
I kept videos on my phone.
Was he into business?
And it was fun.
No. He was, no, we were in college.
We having fun. Oh, my favorite fun. I keep it in my phone.
Your favorite? Whoa. Time out. Whoa.
That's why niggas don't go through
your phone. Whoa. Through my phone.
What? What is your favorite fun? What is this list you have in your phone?
I have videos, my favorite appointments.
Appointments? What is this?
The dick appointments. My favorite appointment.
You keep dick appointments in your phone?
It's the same man. Okay?
But right now?
It's in my phone, yeah. A lot of it.
Are you single?
My ex went through. I am now, yeah. Yeah. But I was with a man who was in prison for a long time, so it was just like he was in prison.
So if you get with a new nigga, are you keeping that shit in your phone?
No, we'll make videos of our own. But I'm a
so you're deleting
woman.
Those old videos completely.
No,
if I want to? No, if I don't want to, why not?
Regardless, niggas should not be going to your girl.
There's no point.
Those are facts.
Don't.
This
do
was
it.
Before you. You can hurt your own feelings because I'm sure this shit. If I go through your phone, I'm gonna be sitting there crying all night. Why not?
You gotta go look. Phone. You gonna
I'm gonna look thing. And I'm gonna wanna find.
I mean, I got the hidden folder in the phone.
Yeah. Hey, but look, I kept it because when my feelings get hurt, like when girls say screenshots, they ready for that situation. Like, oh, I'm gonna say this because I know what to say when we get into it. So I saved videos because I knew when he came out, he was gonna shine on me. So I was like, okay, he did that. So I let him go through my phone and hurt his own feelings. Oh, he was hurt, darling.
What you was doing in these videos?
Huh?
What you was doing in these videos?
I was working on my fitness.
You was taking face shots?
No. It was me and my friend, or most of them, my homegirl, and then we went over there and had fun. Oh, yes. It was the fun kind, the kind you record.
Send me those.
He sent it to himself. He made his own self mad. Because he always would ask me.
Nah, send me those. We don't start on
camera. Come on. You said the dude that found the video, sent the videos to
himself. He would always ask me.
Nah,
he
would just that was a freak boy.
He would be like,
Whoa. I didn't hear that. That nigga said he sent the nigga.
He sent them to himself.
That nigga was on some freak shit.
Weird.
He was on some different shit.
He would always ask me. He would just like, is their dicks bigger than mine? I would be like, no.
As a man, bro, why are you asking them questions?
He was like, do they fuck you better than I do? And I'd be like, why are you so concerned?
She said he was in prison.
He was in prison.
He wasn't asking for you.
He wanted the dick.
No, as he came out, he wanted to see if I was
lying. Ladies, this nigga, he wasn't asking about it.
He didn't mind looking at it, basically.
Yeah. No, he thought I was lying about having sex. He thought I was faking
orgasms.
I don't know. I thought it was weird.
Who cares?
He heard his own feelings.
What nigga cares if the nigga
dick bigger than his?
What?
I'm not asking that question,
I hope he see this and know that he's weird as fuck. I thought it was.
I'm like, yo.
Yes. It's
not going to work. He needed to see it and hurt his feelings.
But yeah, he just mad. Every time we break up, I go right back to him because he has like the best dick.
Oh, you still fucking him?
Absolutely. We're going to test it out and see.
Oh, that brings me to a question.
Hold on, hold on, Nash. So, I mean, like, so you cut this nigga off that you've been fucking when you were in a relationship.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's just
but
sex.
He's still there during the relationship.
No, it's not. But it's just sex. We don't call each other. We don't text. Hey,
that
baby,
doesn't
nothing.
Fucking matter.
Hold on. So
I can go months without fucking him. But whenever I want to fuck him, I call him and be like, hey, can I come over? And he'd be like, okay, pull up.
But you do this while you're in a relationship.
And then if I'm in a relationship, we can go 2-3 years. What do you mean I'm speaking to him? But whenever I call but him, he'll still answer.
But mm-hmm. You could call this nigga if you're in this relationship.
No.
I feel like this
I wouldn't
is,
want to. If I
feel like this is like
good.
A nuke. Like you can just be like, yo, fuck this nigga. Beep. I want dick. Beep.
And you do it. So whenever so
regardless, if you're in a relationship,
but I'm not gonna fuck him when I'm in a relationship.
This nuke dick is in the background.
No, if I have a man, I'm gonna fuck him all the time, all the time.
But in the background is nuke dick.
No, he'll be there. He's not going nowhere.
You know, I can respect is that at least you gotta be consistent.
I don't have to. I don't have to entertain him. I don't have to fluff it up.
He don't need to fucking be there.
I respect that much, at least.
He don't have to, but I'm single right now. So what I'm going to do, just keep going to Tokyo Valentino and wearing out my batteries? No, I'm going to call and I'm going to go to his house.
Okay?
And then when I'm in a relationship, I take a break. Then I spin the block. Look at me. He's there. Mm-hmm. Oh, and it's so good. It's so good, I tell all my friends. I'm like, bitch, you got to see this. It's the funnest.
God damn,
you give him a reference to the other girls. Oh, my God.
But that nigga. That's when I'm single, though. But this relationship is so playa, it is nothing but sex. So we don't have no expectations. I don't give a fuck who calls him, who goes to his house. He don't care what I got going on.
What did you do to get this place in your life to be that confident to do shit like that?
That's a great question.
A lot of people like that.
No, I don't have it. I don't know how to date regularly. I just, I fail at relationships.
Because I ran into somebody that was that confident and it hurt my feelings.
I feel like I'm confident, but it don't get me the man and the rings and all that shit. No, I just don't know what to do. So I be myself and liberate myself. I don't care.
Y'all do understand that it, like, there are a lot of women like that. That's.
Women are fucking toxic.
That can fuck and not give a fuck.
And listen.
And men aren't.
She sounds very familiar.
And men aren't broken little boys trying to protect their fears and insecurities on us.
You be like, what we do, but we don't. It's on the fence. It's just like, you want to value pussy, but you're not giving a reason to value pussy. Because again, there's so many women who don't give a fuck about their own pussy.
No, but I do.
No, I'm such a good woman.
I'm
in a relationship. I am such a good woman.
That's why, because it's confusing for. It's like,
it's
women who protect their pussy who act like they don't protect their pussy. It's women who act like hoes who really
and
don't
it's
be
men's
hoes.
Reason why women do
that shit out. Really, for real.
It literally trickles down to the men.
Why is it always the man's fault?
Exactly.
You guys play such a key role.
Y'all don't understand.
I'm
such a key role.
My
last relationship was trash.
Y'all just don't understand that women will go all the way for a man. Why do you think women stay with men that beat them?
Why
we had to go to such an extreme?
Because women are down like that. That's how down women are. So we get upset when y'all treat us like we don't give you everything. Which is why women become parents, it's a whole nother level.
Do y'all not be seeing red flags with these niggas though beforehand? I want to ask. I don't know.
But you don't throw away your family over one red flag. You can paint that motherfucker.
If a nigga hits you in your face, you leaving.
It's the potential that we see in the nigga.
When you talk about red flags, like, is if a nigga.
Just because I smack you, you shouldn't leave me. But hey,
I mean, I got.
Why the fuck you hit niggas?
I got punched in the face by a female and didn't leave. But if a nigga hits you in your face,
I'm not
that
type. I don't
want to
make it seem like.
So if a nigga hits you, is it over?
Hell yeah. Maybe not.
I
don't
know.
Some of that shit be turning me on him if you want to.
So you get a black eye and get pussy wet?
It's never been that. No,
we not saying
hell
that.
No. That means you hit me to hurt me, and we both.
Oh, maybe you bruise me.
No, but I like to be choked. And how else is
we not talking about domestic? We not talking about domestic violence no more. That's you.
No.
Why are you squeezing my hand? What the fuck are you?
Hey man, look.
What is this? All that.
What you,
nah, just saying.
How else do you hit a person up? If I hit you, it's to hurt you.
No.
Yes.
Okay, wait.
If I yell at you, I just may be loud.
No, we said hit.
If a nigga hit you.
So if a shove or hit me, like maybe if you punch me with a closed fist, that's one thing. But if you shove me against the bed. Like
so what Quavo
you talking about sex, you horny motherfucker. Relax.
No. So what Quavo did
That's
what she said.
Next question.
Did Quavo put his hands on Sweetie?
No. He did, but he did.
That was rough. What she's saying is
her momentum pulled her to the floor.
Okay, but is that hitting her to harm her?
No,
I
don't think he tried to harm her.
Okay, that's what she's simple science.
She's saying if your velocity is pulling you in my direction
and I simply
hit you,
I goddamn guide you to this direction and you fall. It's not hidden.
I didn't guide you. I said, get your ass over here. Where you
fucking going? I think it started at home. Like you said earlier, you was in a single parent household. Mm-hmm. I came up with both my parents. They still married to this day, but I saw my dad beat the fuck out of my mom. He beat us. So it's like, y'all was saying,
you want to jump him?
I did. I fought my dad. Like, that's why I'm not scared of a nigga today. Like, I'll go toe-to-toe with anybody, even if you whoop my ass, but I'm still going to go there.
You look like you can fight.
That's just off the fact that I was raised in that shit. So it's like,
where you from?
When I'm from Flint, Michigan.
Oh, you can fight for
real. Oh, you ain't shit. So like when I grew up seeing those things and I was always around it, I knew in the back of my mind when I was an adult, when I became a woman, that I'll never be that weak. I used to think my mom was weak. I was like, oh my gosh, she's weak as fuck, right? But the more I got older and the more mature I got, that woman, as crazy as it sounds, my mom and dad, they've been married 36 years, but she held him down. My dad was an alcoholic. He used every drug in the book. So the times he was doing that to her, he really wasn't himself. I'm not trying to say, oh, it was a different spirit or whatever it was, but he was on some other shit, and she held it down, like, for her husband, for our father, whatever. At the time, I hated it. I said, oh, this bitch is crazy. I'll never. So as an adult now, and in my relationship, I have to say, as women, when we get mad and we want shit to go our way, and I can only speak for me, really. I know how I am. I know how I can get. I'm verbally abusive. I am. I get loud. I pick. I nag. I do all that shit to get a point across. But as soon as I feel like he's going to hit me, which he's never put his hands on me, I get excited. I'm like, oh, I can't wait. I can't wait to beat your ass. I've been waiting for this forever because it takes me back to when I saw my dad beating my mom ass. So it's like I wanted to beat his ass all those years. So it's like I'm just waiting for a man to hit me because I'm going to take you there. So I think it started at home.
Yeah.
It do.
Oh, I get it.
It come down to how you raised.
Oh, yeah. Me and my dad were good today.
We experienced some of the same stuff because I seen my dad beat my mom.
Yeah.
All that shit.
That shit is crazy.
My dad was a drug addict also. You know what I'm saying? So I understand that completely. Mm-hmm.
It definitely start.
Get your topics ready.
Shit.
Yeah, I recommend therapy for everybody black, dog. I just started
I recommend therapy too, but somebody told me something from their personal therapy session that I completely disagree with. Like, they said that cutting people off is problematic. You know, it's not something that you should do. I completely disagree when they said that shit. Because I'm like, if somebody fucked me over, I'm supposed to goddamn welcome them back with, stick around, welcome back with open arms. No, that's, cutting people off has been the most therapeutic shit for me. Ironically, like, I haven't started therapy yet, but like, I know I got a lot of demons to unpack.
Do you think what he meant was, only thing I got from, maybe he meant like holding a grudge from that situation is problematic.
But I don't hold grudges either. So like when I say cut you off, I mean, like, to the extreme.
Okay, but, yeah, I agree.
Go out of your way.
I agree with
you. What is that?
Go out of your way.
No, not go out of your way, but, like, I will, like, mentally I've set myself up to where one of my preset settings is to act like you don't exist. Mm-hmm. Like, to completely erase anything that, I don't know, my mind is crazy like that. The human brain is fascinating.
It is.
Like, you know that shit, like, if you get beheaded, your shit can, like, you can communicate by blinking within, like, the next 30 seconds to a minute.
That's
great. I watch a lot of YouTube videos. That's why I know that shit. But like the human mind is amazing. So I got my shit set up to like, if you fuck me over, I can erase you
easily.
Yeah.
Like completely. That shit is crazy.
Like
I think it's a super. I was just about to say that shit. Ooh, give me some.
Oh, it that's definitely
Clark
is.
Shit. Mm-hmm. I think that is a superpower. JoJo, what's up?
You so damn funny. Okay, so I have a question for the ladies.
Hey ladies, and your man trying to get fucked by
her. So when you fuck with it,
Okay, I'm sorry.
When you fuck with a nigga, what is the main quality that this nigga has to have within a relationship? And then I'm gonna ask the reverse for the men. Like key qualities.
For me, you have to be a great listener.
That's the top, number one.
You have to be a great listener for me.
Okay.
Francis. Mine would have to be a provider. I look for that. Like a man that's a lead. Because
I'm gonna write that down because I got a question about that. I'm gonna write that down.
So that's important to me now. Like what used to be important is not important anymore. That's now will be like a man, it's a providing spirit.
Loyalty.
Mm. You.
Decision making skills.
Mm. Okay, I call that.
The main. You said the main quality.
Yes.
Physically, yes. Psychologically, ambitiousness, because I like women that are go-getters. Okay. Shit, because I'm a creator myself. Like, this shit is created. So I like women that have ideas and we can implement those ideas and create something that didn't exist before we were together. Mm-hmm. You feel me? So, like, if you have an idea of, like, you want to make, like, just say some cryptocurrency shit. Okay, let's see how we can make that shit reality. Because I believe, like, we talk about minds and shit. I'm under the mindset now that I can create whatever I want to be into reality. Mm-hmm. If it doesn't happen right now, it doesn't matter. My perception is my reality. What exists right now doesn't matter to me because I can create whatever.
Are you
a Leo? Yes. Next question.
I was going to say conspiracy theorist.
Kind of. But it just depends. Like no, I don't believe in like the crazy shit. But I think like it's not even like deep to me. I just know the government not telling us everything that exists because why should they? Why would they? Like if an asteroid was gonna hit the Earth, if an asteroid was gonna hit the Earth on Friday, and the government knew, why would they tell us?
Right.
So we can get panicked for a week and ain't shit we can do about it.
Right.
Would you want to know?
And buy up everything
when the sky was falling.
I don't want none of that shit.
Bye. What the fuck does money got? The shit's about to end.
They buy toilet paper all the time. Whatever happens.
No, we haven't faced a world-ending event yet. When you talking about world-ending shit, that shit doesn't matter.
Shit, I felt like the corona shit was fucking...
That was close.
What? My life was over.
Because you couldn't wipe your ass and took all the toilet tissue?
Nah,
you
stuck in the house.
First of all, I'm never going to be shitty booty, okay? It's water, it's towel.
I ain't going to lie. I was like, this time...
I was telling
my mom this shit. Like, this time last year, I was collecting checks because I was a teacher and we wasn't doing shit. They sent us home. It was crazy because I was about to take that Friday off before they sent us home anyway because I'm a big believer in mental health days and my mental health day can be as simple as I don't feel like going to work today. But
that's the luxury.
I'm dead ass serious. Like, if I don't feel like going to work, you gonna stress me out by going to work? I don't feel like going to work. So if I go to work, my mental health gonna be fucked up. So for my mental health, I'm not going to work. What you gonna do? Tell me no? I'm still not gonna go. Anyway, but what was the initial question?
So okay, because you said that a man has to be a provider. So.
Oh, that,
no broken niggas allowed.
Provide. Okay, now let me tell you this. This is one of the chicks I was talking to, right?
No one, broke niggas allowed.
This one.
I just want to know
my situation.
What?
Like a lead, like a guy that knows how to change a tire, make a plan.
Listen, that's so let me say this. Because one of the chicks I was talking to this past week, like, you know, we going out of shit. We was kicking
during
this shit, right?
During your
20
to
30
hours.
Yeah. Shit was taking, it was 15 to 20, but you close. Yeah. But we were saying, like, you know, yeah, I want you. I told her that shit. I was trying to end the talking stage. So I want you.
So I was trying, like, to end the talking stage.
Yeah, I was about to end the talking stage. So she was like, well, you know, mine's just one of the people I'd be like, you know, I don't really date people with kids, but at this point, good luck finding that. So she got kids. I was
this
ready.
The same girl you was talking about?
So she was like, yeah, you gotta pay my mortgage.
What?
That's a lot.
How was she gonna do it before she starts?
That's the same shit I said. So who paid your mortgage?
Wait, hold on. She said you said you want you was trying to cross.
Yeah, she
line.
Said. Yeah, she said.
She
yeah.
She said, okay, that's cool. Pay my mortgage.
She was like, yeah, you know, I come with a lot. I'm like, I'm thinking she talking about the kid. So I'm like, yeah, goddamn, whatever. She's like, yeah, you got to pay my mortgage.
She's running a Ponzi scheme.
So I was like,
con artist.
Oh, baby, this not the this,
to,
this not the girl.
Hold on,
this not the Zales girl, is it?
No.
Please don't tell me it's the Zales girl.
It's not.
Kodak, stop lying to me right now.
So I was like, be real,
because I told you on that fucking episode, stay the fuck away.
So I was like, no. So, I was like, damn. So you gonna be honest, nigga. I can't pay nobody the mortgage right now because I can barely pay mine. So you gonna tell me you gonna lose a nigga that's really interested in you to a nigga with a bag?
Well, see, that's probably what she need in her life.
So I got a question. She gotta balance that shit out.
What's the question
right now?
My question is like,
you black as hell with these shades on, but I see that LA face and teeth.
It's like, what level of provider are you talking about? Because like he said, like I can't pay two mortgages right now. Let's do what I'm saying. I can't pay two mortgages right now. But I can't do every random vacation you want in the world.
But I can go to Universal like a motherfucker. You want to go to Universal?
I can provide.
I can do every major holiday.
I love Universal.
Birthday plus maybe two surprises out the year.
Would you? I mean, that's what he's saying. What is a provider?
What she's
saying is that's fine.
Cause I'm paying your mortgage, bitch. I'm moving in.
I'm not looking for a guy to complete me walking around and be like, hey, I can't do for myself. I need a man to do this. She asks, what do I find attractive or what, you know?
You said a provider. And I'm asking, so what is a provider to you?
She just said it could be anything, to where, you know, we're going on dates and you're seeing that I have to get my kids from daycare at 3:45 every day, and you want to go to dinner every day or see me during the weekend, be like, okay, let me take care of this baby, or maybe make a plan.
That's realistic
weekend.
Because if I want you to go out on dates at 4 p.m.,
it's a guy offering to do nice things. Maybe that's my love language,
which is crazy because I'm telling you, if I know I'm not gonna be able to link with you, I'm gonna send you lunch money.
And a guy, if he sees that my tire light is on, I gotta be like, you know what, how about tomorrow afternoon, something wrong with my tire, you know, that's realistic. A providing spirit,
that's not realistic, but I didn't say just a guy who has a providing spirit, I'm talking about small things, I feel like if we talking
I'd be a fuck nigga to like see your tire blue and like I'm trying not to look at your tire.
First off, some people don't care, niggas not looking at everything but the tire.
Like, damn, how your day been?
I like a gentleman.
Pumping the gas and the niggas
I
in the
like
car.
I like a gentleman, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Never seen that?
Oh, that mean that bitch is single.
Not facts. That's what I'm saying. I mean, sometimes I literally...
I don't really care about pump the gas or like put an air in my tire. I guess you play sports. I guess I get
you're
it like,
athletic.
Okay, a nigga can do it, but I be like, I could do it. Or if they be like trying to open the door, I get it.
And it's
like,
cool if you can do it on your own.
Thank you. Oh my God. But
that's two sides of me bumping it too. So I was out of town and I seen a nigga. He had his girl walking on the outside of the street. And I was like, my mama, what, nigga? Let a woman walk on the outside of the street. But then I've also came in kind of with women who be like, it's not that serious, bro. So it's just really just an assessment of the actual person you have in front of you.
Different sharp or different folk.
Yeah, I mean, I saw my dad do a lot of shit as far as outside of what he did. Bad, he treated her like a queen. Like, he opened doors. He catered to her. Mm-hmm. Like, that's how I think as a woman. I want you to open a door for me. I want you to sometimes, if not more than likely, pay for our dinner. Like, I know I can do it by myself. I know I can do it for myself. But the nigga I date, the nigga I'm with, he likes to do that shit. Like, he comes off as a man. It makes him feel like a man.
That feeds into a real nigga. Like, that feeds into
yeah, like,
it's like, damn.
It's no shame against people who don't, but...
I ain't gonna lie to you. If you can provide to, like, the level in which your household is happy, you ain't gotta be 100 millionaire. But if you can provide to whatever your household is, that shit feel good.
Kodak, you was just a trick to her.
Y'all, that's a different story. Everything y'all saying is real, but this situation, like every month or every two months.
And it's crazy because you like her, but
she might like you.
Tell me, JoJo, what's up?
Test the waters, bro.
New shoes.
I'm not saying that she does not like you. She could like you, but she probably ain't got time to like you right now. She got shit to do. She got money to make. She got bills to pay.
I realize that. And I realize that shit about a lot of women. Like,
you know, and
like,
she
I got another story like that, right? But it's not nobody who I was talking to. Right? It's not nobody who I was talking to, right? So, like, I was up one night. I was on Clubhouse. And goddamn, you know, I just re-downloaded the app. I got back on the motherfucker. And I get a goddamn... I get a text for an OnlyFans link. It was like 1 o'clock in the morning. But it's a chick that's in the industry. Like, she do, like, industry shit. Like, she not no... She don't be selling pussy no shit like that, but she, like, in the industry. Y'all, you know, like,
management... So she sell pussy.
Like management shit. No, let me, like, management shit. Like, oh. Yeah. Like, so,
management.
Yes, bro. Oh, listen, let me finish. So, like, when I get the text, because I'm looking at our old text, where she talking about industry shit, but I get the OnlyFans shit, and I'm like, did you mean to send this to me? And I'm like, damn, you must be down bad. Like, you got damn, you making this kind of pivot.
Do you have to be down bad to have an OnlyFans?
No. You down bad if you've never been involved in that industry and you just jump into that shit.
Facts.
Like,
no.
Yes.
A lot of actresses.
No, if you love money.
No. Actresses sell an image.
She's fucking OnlyFans.
OnlyFans? I'm not going to say her name, OnlyFans. But her OnlyFans is definitely NSFW. Not safe for, yes, yeah.
Look, I thought,
Not safe for work.
Not safe for the work.
So I'm saying if you are down bad, if you go from like, if you like, let's say hypothetically, a bitch of scientist.
Too horny for me.
A bitch of scientist, and she just go from being a scientist to being an OnlyFans worker. Like, bitch, you not even good at OnlyFans shit. You just trying some shit out because you broke.
I'm just trying to figure it out. How you said, do you know all these codes? You
NSFW. No, NSFW is definitely a media code because if you want your listen to watch something, but you need them to know that they,
YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube. Yeah,
what
YouTube
I'm saying
as well.
Is, you know all the codes and all the promo codes and all
bad
the discount codes
an
and the logins.
And she wasn't a porn star. She
bad niggas been wanting to see Bad Baby naked for a long time.
I know, but she went from being the.
It would have been It would have been illegal to see her doing that shit beforehand.
But she popped off with it, you know? So, she...
That doesn't make sense.
No,
she could probably just want money, and you can make it like that. I mean, is she fucking on there? No. Yeah. Do you know? You don't know.
Do you expect Angela Lee to get an OnlyFans anytime soon?
No, but I ain't going to judge her from it if she want
to
make
money. No, but I'm saying, but these are... Do you expect Beyonce to get OnlyFans?
She
talking about high standards, so we talking about these people that we don't expect to get that shit. So I'm saying if I expected you not to get it and you get it and shit, you apparently
you
need this money.
You saying if you got a lot of money, why would you want to get more money? Is what you're saying.
Yes and no.
He said all money ain't good.
Because what I'm saying is there have been opportunities for me to make more money, but I'm like, I'm not affiliating myself with that shit. Fuck no.
It makes perfect sense.
Like, you're not going to take the money.
But for a woman, like, say I start an OnlyFans and I go in there and I have a bikini and all I do is sit there and be like, and eat hot Cheetos all day in the
bikini.
Bitches
got OnlyFans
and make like
$20,000. I've seen some people, I'm telling you,
down bad.
Her OnlyFans wasn't that because she had the free shit.
That's what I'm saying.
Twitter
you know probably. Too much. Like, you be.
Her account was free?
Yeah, it was a free, but you know, they be having a little shit in there where they make their little money. But I'm like...
I'm with you. It's bitches on there that show their toes. And
I know a girl that took all the pictures...
Richie,
I know it's a girl that took all the pictures down off her Instagram and put them on OnlyFans. She paid for her car.
I mean, I ain't mad at her.
Right, so you just, you know...
No, her wasn't that, though.
I mean...
I'm telling you, I seen it.
We can tell. You know too much.
Next question. What are crazy standards that you have for people that you date? What is the craziest standard? Like, yo, this motherfucker can't do this. Like, let me give you example. My shit is, you gotta have a car. I can't date nobody that does not have a car.
Oh, that goes without being said. Yeah.
What is like the crazy, mother, you told a motherfucker this shit, you be like, oh man, like, I don't want to date a motherfucker that got ugly, fucked up teeth.
Got ugly feet.
You have to be single.
Shut up. That was easy.
It's not.
It really ain't. God,
what?
That's easy for you because it's a lot of motherfuckers that are single. You just be choosing motherfuckers that's not.
You can't have stinky breath.
Everybody's single until you find out.
Or yellow teeth. I'm a big mouth person. I look at people's mouth. And you can't have stinky breath.
Okay.
I got yellow teeth.
They look good. Mm-hmm. You got nice teeth, though. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You get the top done, too.
Yeah, no bad mouth.
What'd you say, JoJo? Yuck mouth.
Yeah, same. I can't fuck with you if your breath stank.
I feel like you can't be a bad bitch. You can't be a bad bitch if your teeth fucked up. I feel like that's a standard that I've held for myself for the longest. Like, you could be the prettiest. Like, if Rihanna's teeth were fucked up, she wouldn't be as bad.
Yeah, teeth and
teeth
breath
is everything.
For
what
sure.
What about penis size?
Why the fuck would I care about that?
I was talking
about
that.
Oh.
You answered it.
You know what?
It should bounce off of you. Like, ooh.
Shut
so
up. We judging based off of just off rip, because
it don't matter.
He could have a big dick and I don't know it yet. If he come and he be like, hey, girl, breath stanky as fuck.
You ain't even going to get
I'm
there.
I'm like,
you ain't even going to get there.
Wouldn't even find out, sir.
And if they pass that and then you get to the dick and it's
really we all know dick is very, very important.
Is it?
It is.
Like, not you need necessarily. To be
it ain't gotta be 11, 12 inches. No, not I ain't doing it.
You just gotta make, you just gotta do it right. Just do it right.
Damn, just do it right.
A lot of people don't do it right.
Some niggas probably don't. Shit.
Yeah. I mean, because we. Some bitches. We know that, either. Like, there are niggas can have a, you know, big dick and not know how to use it. And then you'll meet a nigga with, like, an average dick and it's, like, amazing. So it's really. The saying when they say it's not the size of the boat. That's true.
It's alive,
the motion in the ocean.
Definitely is the motion.
That's realistic. I can say you're lying. Yeah. If you're a liar, hell no. I'm not going to make it past. I'm not going to make it past the first lie.
Yeah, it's like, come on, man.
I'm not going to make it past the first lie.
I'm not going to make it past the backstank birth.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I mean.
It's the worst in a club, people like.
Yeah, stank breath is more for me. But I guess in a relationship, don't lie to me.
That's a big one.
I will fuck you up.
But like, it'd be like, why lie to me?
You ain't gotta lie. Why y'all be lying?
Who be lying?
Y'all be scared to hurt feelings. Y'all be scared to hurt feelings.
Who
lying
to?
Women definitely be
lying.
I
haven't
been
lying
to.
Niggas lie about dumb shit.
Yeah, we'll lie about some dumb shit, but y'all lie about some shit that you ain't gotta lie about, and we know
most time we
the
know
truth.
The answer.
So
we pick
so we
ask them because we know.
Yeah, and we not mad. We no hold on, hear me out. We not mad at the lie. We mad at the fact that who the fuck is you trying to play? Like I'm stupid. Mm-hmm. So I just asked you and you lied, and then made it seem like I'm dumb.
You gonna have to ask some niggas that lie because I'm a truthful nigga.
You tell the truth.
But I'm saying
all
this is.
Hold on, whoa, whoa, like, hold on, whoa, whoa. Can women take the truth, though?
Hell no. But.
If you say it the right way.
No.
If it's some good shit,
Kill, hold on. Let me say this. Because, look,
it's gonna make us mad.
Like, say you just meet a nigga and you be like, what you really want? And the nigga say, I really want to beat your back in.
Shit.
I'm like, we don't want to get
there. If she wants them, she going to
man, if most
okay,
women,
if
most
you,
women not going for that shit.
No,
they are the physical attraction.
They fuck you.
I'm saying give her that chance.
Like that shit.
You I'm talking about the first day.
Yes, they will.
A piece of meat or a potential.
I ain't mad
though. They don't even got to know how much a nigga make. They don't got to know what a nigga do.
No, but what I'm saying is,
in that moment,
if you got balls to do that to a lady and be like, I'm going to beat you back out, then she be like, okay, well, nigga. I just want some money whole time. I'm not paying you.
Okay,
like,
cool.
But I just want
let's
some money.
Let's say that. Let's say that.
A nigga might not be mad at that.
Let's say that because I'd rather you say that than you be like, oh, I'm not like that. I gotta get to know you.
The girl just told you.
She told you.
Pay my mortgage. I'm on that with you. Okay, well, pay my mortgage.
Yeah, don't expect nothing
no.
else.
That price
then you gotta keep it going.
That price is not acceptable.
You gotta, exactly. Exactly. Y'all have that negotiation.
Yeah. No.
And if you ain't accepting, then you gotta move on. But
you know
that's
you
just
the game. Sit on a red line contract or not. He can just choose to opt out.
But was that wrong?
Yes. Fuck
you. You know what I'm saying? Y'all niggas is just too much for me. That's wrong. Just tell me.
Just tell me doesn't mean the answer gonna be yes to whatever you ask for. It means just let me know up front. Cause
it ain't about
more than that, you know.
More than what? $800?
No.
It ain't about
like,
that.
You should want more than somebody money. Like you should want a like emotional connection. Like y'all don't want to get to know each other.
He's telling her he said I'm on that.
Yeah.
So you're like, fuck it. I don't give a fuck about your mind or your spirit or your
body. If your ass fat and that's what make me want to fuck, why I care about your spirit?
That's why I like every girl I've ever had.
Does your spirit got good pussy? Can I fuck your spirit too?
We talking about dating and we talking about potentially marrying somebody.
No, we just going to get it right here, right now. You want to be up front with that girl.
Fuck the shit out your spirit.
No cap. Like, don't do that. Because first of all, when a woman has sex with men, all the niggas that she let fuck her, that's some deep shit. Like, it's a lot of spirits and shit going into her. Like, that's some real shit. Like,
so you're saying all these prostitutes in Atlanta just walk around body bag full of spirits?
Different souls of spirits. Yep. You know those people? That's what you want to say.
You never know, because a bitch, she may have had a hot streak in college, and you never know. She just walk around with a graveyard full of niggas in her.
That's definitely going on.
No, like, badass. Be careful who you enter.
She got a Royal Rumble full of niggas in her right now.
But they don't care. Y'all trying to beat them other souls in there. Nasty ass niggas.
Y'all fighting demons.
Taking souls, digging holes. That's how this motherfucking pussy hidden.
But no, that's what we're saying. So if you want to approach a woman, like, like that, and she come at you like that, it's okay to say no, you're not on that, but you can't say she wrong.
I never said she was wrong.
You said it was wrong. That's wrong.
No, I said because I'm not trying to just fuck you. I'm trying to actually be with you. And you'd be like, well, to be with me, you got to pay this.
Oh, so when there's a
she was on there with you anyway.
You have that expectation.
Well, the thing is, if that's her,
she was using you from the beginning.
That's cool. I have no problem with doing the negotiating in a situation.
I'm going to bring her up here.
You're just a nigga that's in her rotation that she's dating.
All right, cool, shit. I wish you the best. I have no problem doing that. It's what it is.
It be like that. The NFL contract. If the Falcons give Julio Jones some shit that he not fucking with.
Go ahead.
Hey, Julio.
I ain't no hating that nigga.
I was the dinner nigga. You were the dinner nigga in her rotation of niggas. You were her dinner nigga, and then she hit you with it.
You about to get her elbow in the fucking face.
I'm just saying. I'm just being honest. Y'all always want to try to say some shit, but I'm going to keep it real. You were her dinner nigga. And she had you in rotation. I'm saying, if you like her and you told her you like her and she hit you with pay my mortgage, that's what she own. And you got to take that L because that's what she own with everybody unless she got a nigga and just keeping the shit from you. Because she might fuck with a nigga way tougher than like she fuck therapy. With you.
I'm calling you every time I need a female vetted.
I'm saying these are facts.
Big homie JoJo.
This is what's going on.
So because she asked me about the mortgage, it's dead.
If you ain't on that, then she knows, he ain't on that. She going to gradually drop you off. Is she real? If she a real G and she gonna do that shit, she gonna cut you off. But if you only wanted her for you didn't only want her for her pussy though. But that's just how it is. Bitches is gonna move are going to move like that. If that's what they own, you know what I'm saying? Like there's other women that's really looking for niggas, as they mature.
Looking for love.
And women mature much faster than men.
We definitely appreciate this honesty. Shit. JoJo, you got anything else you wrote down?
I like love and dick.
I love it a lot.
We good. You like love and dick. I bet.
Yes. I want the heart to come with a big, giant.
I don't understand. Those are facts. I don't understand what is it? Like men, why y'all just can't just fuck one woman? Like, is it just something y'all cannot explain?
That one woman don't be wanting to fuck as much as we do.
But what if she don't
want to
fuck?
Well,
I'm into my man. I
want to
fuck.
How often? Okay, so how often does a woman have to? If y'all in a relationship, how often do you have to fuck in a week?
I just said something about this on Spiritual World, and they ate me up.
They really don't.
How often?
I want to know for them because we need to.
I can't put a number on it. Is this?
You have to put a number on it because your dick know how many times it has to be jacked.
Mm-hmm.
No, that dick be getting jacked at random.
I'm saying, but it knows. When your dick gonna start crying.
How many times a week you gonna fuck?
Three, four times a week?
At least.
A week?
At least.
I don't even know. In a
relationship.
In a relationship. That's what I'm talking about.
I said between three and four is about accurate.
It's average.
That ain't me a lie because I said four times. And I said, with that being said, though, you have to think about people. You got people that's got careers. You got people that's go to motherfucking 9 to 5, don't see each other until like nighttime, they tired.
But how many times are they expecting?
They was talking about 3-4 times a day. I'm like, y'all cap as fuck. Y'all is not fucking that much. Y'all didn't get no money.
Richie Reed, listen. Nobody that is doing anything has time to fuck three, four times a day. I don't have time to look at my dick three, four times a day.
I feel you. I was like, y'all some capping motherfuckers.
Okay, last time I looked at my dick was probably about 10 o'clock this morning.
When you
leave? I've been working. You telling me niggas is fucking that much?
Hold on, in what time frame? Because in college... In college.
We're not in college. We're talking about now.
But I'm saying the demographic of the comments is what we're talking about. Because it could be all young niggas that's talking like, what are you talking about? When I'm with my girl, I need to fuck her three times a day.
In that case, but we're talking about what's realistic. In our demographic, niggas is not.
I don't want to get pounced on all fucking day. I'm a bitch. Like, you talking about, you
somebody that's working too. Like,
so three, 4 times a week. So say you have Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You go them whole day.
Nah, you get head.
You can go all them days.
You can do other shit. You got to do other shit around it. But fucking all the time. Like, come on, bro. Like,
but I'm saying, so y'all can't go 4 days straight without sex?
Yes.
Yes. We can.
Yeah, man, I'm about to do money, man. I ain't gonna have a lot. See, like, I'm trying to accomplish goals. I ain't gonna say money. I'm trying to accomplish goals.
Like, and
the last thing I'm thinking about is nut. I don't have plenty of those.
I know for my nigga, like, if some shit wrong, if money ain't where it's supposed to be at, he ain't trying to fuck. Fuck this. No.
Isn't that serious?
Let me figure
it out. I've been the same way, because when I wasn't working at all, like in 2015, 2016, when I wasn't doing shit, my dick wasn't even getting hard. I couldn't.
I can't fuck unless I'm doing something with myself. I can't do it.
Like, you can't be that comfortable.
How you muscle a hard dick?
I mean,
as a
fuck,
man.
You
ain't got no money.
Fuck, if you ain't got no money.
Say that again, Nas.
You don't need to be
Nas, say, turn the camera to him. Nas, say that again.
I can't have a hard dick unless I got some money in my bank.
You cannot have a hard dick if you was a nigga and you broke.
Like, that shit hurt your soul. You know why? Because
it's bullshit, but it's real
some bullshit.
I can't.
That's how I want my nigga to feel and think too. Like, I don't want my nigga fucking on me and you broke and you know money ain't right.
It ain't
like,
the same.
What the fuck is we doing?
Why you think about all
what
the
is we celebrating?
All the bills.
Yeah. All the kids you can't pay for. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
Like, what is we doing?
What's my Robin Hood looking like right now?
First of all,
Robin Hood.
Hey, niggas is getting hard and fucking.
And guess what? Them niggas
what is
losers.
They losers, and they'll never be. They don't want to be. They don't want to be here. They okay. They comfortable.
We ain't talking about their mindset. We just talking about niggas.
Fuck, and again, what we gonna say? Fucking is the bar in hell.
Exactly.
The bar is in hell.
I just wanted to say that again.
That is the standard for niggas.
Say that again.
All they want to do is fuck. Yeah. Good luck, nigga, because that's all you're gonna be doing.
That's a good one.
And also, it also depends on what you got going on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't expect no 20-year-old nigga to not be worried about fucking to have $100,000.
Oh, nigga, in college? That's all we was trying to do. We wake up in the morning.
But if you like 25, that's nigga, the soda, you just got the soda. Just out here
I'm
making that
money. You still going to have a high soda.
The soda.
Y'all can be making money and still have a high sex drive, so... It's possible. What, niggas is...
But we're talking about priorities.
In an average, men would only prefer to have sex 3 to 4 times a week.
That's a good number.
Yeah.
I think.
It's reasonable.
I would even say that for, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it could even be more than that, but it don't got to be, like, penetration. You feel what I'm saying? Like, a nigga could goddamn... Like, real talk, I ain't watching in today's time. Like, a nigga might be satisfied with going to work for 18 hours, coming home and spending 5 minutes... by himself to watch some porn.
Yeah.
This is the realisticness of it, ladies. It is what it is.
Some niggas are like,
I
straddled into Facebook the other day. Yes. You know, where the fuck where has been the whole time?
Right there.
The Casamigo bottle?
Right there.
Yeah, it's been over.
It was looking at me.
Pass this way so if you get a chance.
But niggas on Facebook were like, yeah, you know, 40 hours, you a lazy nigga. Y'all niggas really want to work more than 40 hours? Y'all want to do manual labor that long?
Niggas used to work 70 hours a week.
And be bragging about it.
Well, see, the thing is, I work a lot of hours, but the hours got to be towards like a certain progression. Like, I have no problem putting the time in. I know it do take time.
But I mean, like, when we doing what we doing, we don't really calculate that shit in hours.
It don't feel like work, yeah. It don't feel like work, yeah. It's different, yeah. Mm. But if you got down doing something else, it's I feel you.
Y'all got to pee. That's it.
Who said
thinking about
what?
Waffle House. You heard this.
Right. This ain't water.
This water. So, man, let's get into the Big Homie's Kitchen, man, where we talk about the music and shit that y'all working on and shit. So, we're going to talk about, let's talk about the Kills. You know, you gave me big J. Cole vibes.
For real?
From the show.
That's lit, man. I take that. You know what I'm saying? J. Cole, one of the heroes.
You was putting on the show. You was putting on a good performance and shit. So, and I was like, yo, and when I was on stage, I was like, yo, his girl here too. She going crazy for him.
I'm gonna say that's not my girl.
Yeah, it's not. It's not your girl.
She was signed to the same label I was on. She's not even. Cause you know what I'm saying. She's not even there no more.
Yeah. So I was like, yo, she was in there like. Oh shit! It's
you
lit.
Trying to get him caught up like that.
Mm-hmm. No, that's what I thought. I didn't. I never verified that information. But that's what the caption I put on Instagram. I'm like, your girl not going this hard for you.
No, for sure. It was anybody I'm gonna be with got to go hard for me. But that situation wasn't that. That was a.
That was
so who you signed to? What's your label situation? What you working on now?
I'm working with the production team, the Nukes Music. Signed to FEG, Fountain Entertainment Group. Mm-hmm. It's one of my managers in the background.
What's up?
So I really signed to nobody, really. You know what I'm saying? Not signed to no label. Signed to the homies. Really the management team, the production team. We really just going on with that right now. For sure.
What's up?
We got to keep it from LVRN.
Oh, man.
Nah, it's...
Hey, bro, y'all niggas go hard, bro. No cap.
Yeah, we working, man.
My nigga Black over there. Got that Summer Walker. You know what I'm saying? People, you know what I'm saying? Yo, what's crazy is my partner used to tell me about Summer Walker back in the day before anybody knew who she was. She still had 20,000 followers back in the day, but he was trying to get her to do some music. And she was still doing the Summer So Clean shit. She was doing like the housing cleaning shit.
Oh, the shit she got.
So he hit me up. He was like, yo, bro, it's this girl online. Bro, she's fire as fuck. You need, like, I'm trying to do a song with her, but she won't respond to my IG text. So me being the nigga that I am, I'm like, shit, I'm about to... see if I can hit her up and see if I can get some music done. Yeah. So I hit her up. She was like, yo, bro, that shit sound dope. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I fuck with Summer, bro. Like, real talk.
And you from Atlanta.
Summer real one, bro. And I love what she's doing for the female culture, bro. Like, she's a real one, for sure.
Yeah. For sure. Are you from Atlanta?
Yes, sir.
Zone 6?
Montoya. Yes, sir.
Okay. That's hard. Definitely. I was excited seeing you perform. I was fucking with the shit. Had the crowd moving. So shout out to the big homies over there, the Campaign ATL.
Yes, sir.
Big homie Carmen putting that shit together, man. So also, man, we got what's the name of the song? Thick Ass, Long Hair?
Long Hair, Thick Ass.
I was close.
Send me the link.
Long Hair, Thick Ass.
I'll send it to you. Long Hair, Thick Ass featuring Trap Beckham. Yeah, it actually just dropped.
Former Big Homie's House participant, Trap Beckham.
Yep. What did it drop? Yesterday? The day before. Okay, the day before yesterday. And it's already at 60,000 streams. Super excited about that. I am an independent artist. Although I am signed to my manager, which the label is called POR, which is Power Over Riches. Uh-huh. It's actually my label as well. We did the shit together. So
you signed
me. Like, I'm signed to me, dead
ass.
Boss.
I like that. Yeah.
And you know, I've been doing it only like 2 years, but I've learned so much in the time of since then and now. I just got back from New York, did like a little press run in New York and shit, met up with Audio Mag, Billboard. I just became a ambassador for Bel Air.
Period.
So I'm excited about that. And it's a lot of shit on the works for me. I'm excited. But the summer about to be, it's Richie season, as we've been saying, you know. Okay. I'm excited, yeah.
So as a female rapper, you know, a few weeks ago the Mulatto sent the industry into tizzy with her big shit. Were you a part of that as well?
No, absolutely not. I feel like when she did it, it was just all about the music. I feel like everybody had to stop being so quick to jump about,
all y'all motherfuckers big now?
My name has never been Big Richie. It's always been Richie Ree. I'm actually thinking about dropping a Ree. I'm not sure yet, but I feel like she wasn't even really taking no jabs at nobody. I think it was just the artistry.
I didn't think so either.
You know, she popped her shit. You pop your shit in the industry. That's what you do. But at the same time, I feel like you also have to have the nitty-pitty shit. Like, you have to have it. It's the culture. It come with it, you know? So, as far as her saying the biggest and shit, she thinks she the biggest. That's, hey, she gonna pop her shit. She better just keep it going. That's all that is. Actually, I just cussed out my DJ the other day. He was doing a drop or some shit. And he was like, we got Big Richie. I was like, don't do that. Don't do that shit. Because I've never went with that name. So, don't do that shit now. Like, no.
Yeah.
You're like,
you gotta nip some shit in the bud. You
gotta
nip some shit in the bud because niggas, the fans will find that video and they'll be like, yeah, Richie Reset, she the biggest in Tag Mulatto 30 times.
That shit is funny. But no, dead ass, it's all entertainment. You just gotta know.
So why is it, like, you think, like, when women come up in the industry, like, whenever we get a new woman, like, we seen this shit now with Erica Banks and Megan shit, like, women can't just exist. They gotta be like the new top bitch.
You wanna know
industry.
Why? Because we get put against each other. Yes, it's not necessarily us. It's people around us. People that's putting us in these situations. And like for me, I was asked before an interview, do I think
it's too many women doing it. The fuck no. It's been niggas all these fucking years. It's not enough.
Yes.
I feel like the whole Megan and Erica, they from the same place. They sound very similar, but I feel like they pop shit
differently. Yeah.
You know, and I feel like they need to let us have it. Let us be us. Like, let us pop our shit. I don't want to hear all y'all always talk about pussy and money and niggas. Niggas talk about pussy, money, and, like, gangs. Like, it's the same shit. Like, it's stupid to me. Yeah,
I feel like the rap culture or just, like, the music culture in general, just, like, niggas can say that about women and women can say that about men. Like, these niggas beefing like shit in their music, bro. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, they just is talking down on other men just like women talking down on other women. It's okay. Like, it just is what it is. It just...
It is what it is.
Yeah, why you putting an address on it?
Address in general.
For sure.
Entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's all it is.
And kind of conflict sells. Yeah. All that sells. Mm-hmm. Drama definitely sells.
A lot of people get that shit. Reality and entertainment.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I've seen some shit. I'll be like, oh, yo, I thought they was beefing. No, they ain't.
For sure. But shit, man, I appreciate y'all kicking it with the homies. Me and big homie JoJo over here. Y'all good?
Us.
Y'all feeling good?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And man, we appreciate y'all stopping by. So thick ass, long hair, long hair, thick ass.
Long hair, thick ass.
Long. I know there's some ass and hair in them.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, absolutely. I gotta go find my 60-inch wig so I can
need
do
that link.
Okay. I got you. I see it.
Who's your favorite IG model? He's on my thick asses.
I really don't have a favorite IG model.
I do.
Jada's very pretty.
Jada's very pretty. She's beautiful. Ari ass be moving like water. Water.
Ari's pretty too.
Why you doing that?
Because all you want is ass.
The ass got you said. You want all the ass, huh?
What?
Why y'all think y'all here?
Oh.
That's why he talking about ass. You the smallest ass in here. I'm like, I know, because everybody in here got ass. Everybody that you bring be ass.
They say
ass.
If you can see it through the mom jeans.
JoJo
initiated.
The work pants. We have
a yam cam. Would you
we
like
have
to
a yam cam.
Oh, sure. I got the yams.
Yeah, so.
Yeah,
how y'all cook y'all yams, though? I want to know.
Yeah, she can sit right here?
Yeah, sit on the table.
How y'all? I got to sit on the table.
Yeah, sit on the table.
Where the camera at?
Right there.
Oh. I ain't that short, so I got to sit.
Yeah, you got to.
What do you mean, sit? Like
ooh,
that?
Yes. Like
that.
God.
Damn.
Yam. Nah.
We need a button.
You gotta get a button, bro.
Yam cam. Yeah, I know anybody to make a button. I need some buttons made.
Okay, the button
you
should say
yam.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
I cannot.
That
is
awesome.
Like
you want to join her?
I have to put my booty on the counter.
You just gotta turn around, sit down. Boom.
Yes, let's scoot this over.
I'll move this for you. Don't worry about it.
Yammy. Yeah.
Damn, you skinny as fuck. I wasn't expecting that. Goddamn.
Okay.
Oh.
Damn,
Francis.
Y'all move everything from my little booty. Little booties matter.
They do.
You got titties. So you got.
Yeah, she got them two chops.
It's okay. I'm
ooh.
Get there.
Them motherfuckers is sitting.
They are, aren't they?
Not moving.
You can see them from over there.
I said. Ooh, yeah. Shit. I don't know how I got that in my hand. I don't even know how I was holding this. Hey, man, that is episode 62 of the Big Homie's House, man. Big Homie Richie Reed, Big Homie Francis. Big homie kills, big homie goddamn nuts.
Yes,
y'all up, y'all good?
Yes, sir.
Of course, myself, big homie JoJo in the building, episode 62 of the Big Homie's House. Homies.